It's a poignant reminder of the country's rapidly declining biodiversity, when creatures that, not too long ago, were numerous, become harder to find. And sadly, this seems to be the case with one of our most well-known garden creatures, the earwig. A shiny brown insect with a distinctive pincer at the end of its body, and one of the very few non-social insects that exhibit parental behaviour, protecting their eggs throughout winter and then nursing and caring for their juveniles through to maturity. Spending the day hidden from the light somewhere cool and damp amongst detritus and debris, earwigs will emerge at dusk to forage through the night, eating anything from small invertebrates such as aphids to decaying organic matter, ripe fruit, and the petals of certain plants such as dahlia. Unfortunately though, despite the benefits that earwigs can bring to a garden environment, eating aphids and recycling organic nutrients, it's their nibbling of petals that might prompt some people to try and control them. But rather than use a proprietary earwig-killing product that'll also harm pollinators and other beneficial insects, there happens to be a cost-free, environmentally friendly alternative that could be tried. And that's to trap earwigs alive by using empty bottles, loosely filled with damp straw or paper, and inverted at dusk on bamboo canes amongst the flowers that are being eaten. Any nocturnally active earwigs on the plants should then crawl into the bottles to hide before daybreak, from where they could be collected and relocated away from the flowers. But despite the somewhat intimidating appearance of earwigs with their prominent pincers, there'd be no problem in handling them, since they're totally harmless, and their pincers are not strong enough to break our skin and draw blood. However, back in medieval times though, earwigs were feared by our ancestors, since they wrongly assumed that they were venomous and spread disease. They also believed that whilst people slept, earwigs could crawl in their ears and burrow inside their heads, and hence the reason they were known as earwigglers. But Britons were not alone, since the French, who named them ear piercers, and the Germans earworms, had the same beliefs too. So was there some truth in this myth? Well, we know enough nowadays to realise that earwigs are not attracted into our ears at night, and that even if one did accidentally enter an ear, it certainly wouldn't burrow into our head. But during medieval times, when it would have been common for people to sleep on the ground, earwigs might well have found ears a suitable place to enter and rest up during the day.